This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American, they wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. And, you know, obviously in the chat room and texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, not part of the problem. Some of you can be problematic, for lack of a better term. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I really do. There's so much going on. There's so many stories. I'm trying to get away from the corona thing, even just a little bit. What do you think? Right? I mean, otherwise it's like coronavirus 24/7. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I mean, let's get some other, because there's other stuff going on in the world. You know, Rocket Man is threatening the U.S. again. You know, it's just amazing. When are we going to just take him out and get it over with? Anyhow. So apparently now, with everything that's going on, this is the thing that I love. I wish there was a way... I wish there was a way to get these students to see truly that their professors are a bunch of morons. Especially when they do nothing but come out against this country. These are the same professors that have probably got grants and all kinds of money to become a professor and turned around and they're teaching a subject or a topic that they've never worked a day in their lives at. And you, students, your IQ can't be too high if you're taking them as gospel truth as to what they're telling you. I mean, seriously, how many of you would go into the doctor and allow a surgeon to do surgery who graduated at 9 o'clock in the morning from, you know, heart surgeon school, and he's going to cut you open at noon? Right? First one, you up for that? I mean, seriously. And now you got these professors in colleges that are teaching some of these things, and they've never really been part of a team, a group, or anything else. So with the passing of the resolution in March, Michigan State University student government will begin with a reading of the land acknowledgement statement. Yeah. The statement describes MSU as an occupier and cites contemporary land ownership by sovereign native tribes. It describes both forced removal and the 1819 treaty. There were calls for a placard to be erected and students to recite the statement. Well, then they need to leave. If they're on occupied land, wouldn't the right thing for them to do be leave? Seriously, don't you think? Passed with a vote of 27-1 and 4 abstentions. The resolution hopes to recognize how students, faculty, and staff benefited from the indigenous land. A few student government representatives proposed a placard of the statement erected either on the wall or on their office representatives. I mean, are these people serious? Miracle Chapman, Chief Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Officer, said, "There's no real way to know that everyone will see the physical thing, but if we say that at every meeting," now he's talking about the difference between a placard and reciting it, "especially if you're part of the ASMU, you'll be aware that, you know, at least you'll be able to listen to it. You'll know." Right. You know, I did this story a couple of months back. Maybe we should do it again. About how vicious the Native Americans, also known as Indians, were to each other. The mass graves that that have been found in Native American land, and they weren't, white Anglo-Saxons, if you would. How vicious they were towards each other. Fighting for land. Who do you think they took the land from? They took it from each other, so who do you return it to? How can you say the land belongs to so-and-so tribe when you don't know what went on before that? Right? She goes on to say, it won't kill anybody to hear the verbal statement, said Jacob Turner, representative for MSU's North American Indigenous Students Organization. He seconded the bill with Aubrey Haynes, a representative for the College of Natural Sciences. Now, both were inspired by the Association of Big Ten Students to acknowledge the sacred land which universities occupy. Well, then all you bleeding hearts that are on those universities, you need to go somewhere else. You need to go to land that belonged to the white men. The only problem you're going to have is you're not going to be able to attend any university anywhere on this continent. I mean, seriously. Because you guys, when you listen to yourselves speak, you claim all the land was owned by the Native Americans. Or the indigenous people, excuse me. Good luck with that. Haynes mentioned working with the ASMU's Vice President of Governmental Affairs, Maiza Sitar, to implement the recitation of the land acknowledgement at fall orientation, which does have an official land acknowledgement, which is posted in some camp. Listen, if I was paying for my son or daughter to go there, you're out. I'm done. Figure out how to pay for it yourself. See, here's the problem with what they're doing. Who protects them now? I don't see the Native American tribes around the school protecting them. They don't have their own police department that they're protecting them with, right? Is it Native American taxes that's paying for them to go to school there? Oh, those professors that are pushing this. How are they being paid? Are they, are they being paid in, skins and rabbit fur? I don't know. Are you being paid American taxpayer dollars? Your grants come from American taxpayers. You're on American soil, whether you like it or not. So, if that's how you feel when you get in trouble, when there's a problem, call the Native American authorities. See how that works out for you. Show up and see your host. This is The Real Side. Be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Can't you see what I'm trying to tell you? I love you. Why don't you marry me?
Why, marry you?
You take me and I'll take a vacation. I'll need a vacation if we're going to get married.
We're back. Listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, whether it's on the air, in the chat room, just being part of the conversation. I want you part of the solution. Okay, that's really what it boils down to. I want you to be part of the solution. And the only way I can make that happen, or you can make that happen, is for you to actually get involved in this. Not kind of, sort of, but for real. Anyway, again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. You know, we constantly hear, or I constantly hear, ouch, about the hospitals in New York that are suffering so much over this. That they can't believe how much the president has dropped the ball or whoever has dropped the ball, that the nurses or whoever, or I'm sorry, not the nurses, but the patients. And by the way, our medical people are tapped no end. So, you know, you see one, I don't know, I guess you can only do an elbow bump or a fist bump or a knuckle bump, whatever it is, and make sure you let them know how much you appreciate what they're doing. I'm not joking. I'm dead serious. I wouldn't want to be them. I don't know how they do it. I don't want to go. I didn't even want to go to my own kid's sick room, let alone, you know, somebody I don't know, a perfect stranger. So you got to give them a lot of credit for what they're doing, caring for people they don't know. They really have nothing to do with and that kind of stuff. It takes a whole different animal, if you would. All right. So Todd Starnes got really irritated about hearing on a regular basis by mainstream media that people were lined up to get in the hospitals. Now, I haven't seen that in my area. Other people have been sending videos. But Todd is a trusted name, a trusted person on the air that we can look to and say, okay, what happened? And Todd found out that what they're telling us ain't so true. He took a video of the same church, the same hospital that CNN had a video of last week, where people were lined up to get in, waiting for beds to empty. Wasn't that just terrible? I can't imagine. Can you imagine what that would be like? Because I can't. Here, take a listen. We'll watch some of it. I'm not going to do the whole thing. It's too long, but we'll do some of it.
This is here in my downtown Brooklyn neighborhood. You know, they've been telling us on the news, and the Democrat leaders have been telling us that the hospitals here in New York City have been turned into war zones. And I thought it would be good to get out today and to show you what's happening, at least in my neighborhood. Now, again, this is not to diminish the virus or the crisis at all. This is just simply to explain to you what we are actually seeing in reality compared to what we are seeing on the television. And
now, Todd might be being a little nice here, because I'm going to say, I don't understand why they have to flat out lie to us, all right? It's because that the product they're selling, the product they're pushing, isn't real, isn't true, so they have to lie about it to make it look worse than what it is. Matter of fact, in my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, there's a whole chapter about why do they have to lie to win? Why is it they have to twist the truth, play with video, play with facts in order to get their point across? Because if you tell the truth, and if it's real, it's not an issue now, is it?
What the Democrats in charge are telling us. So look, this is outside of our hospital here in Brooklyn. This hospital serves thousands and thousands of people.
I know it's radio, but what he's showing us is that line, that area that they said people were lined up. There's nobody lined up. The hospital serves thousands of people. He's right. Nobody's lined up to get in. Nobody's waiting to get in. Parking spaces are full. Okay, but there's nobody waiting to get in the door. Listen to him some more.
Now, this is the line to get tested for the coronavirus right here. This is where the line starts. And, folks, I'm here to tell you, at this very moment, not a single person is in line waiting to get tested. This is the emergency room. And you would expect, if you believe the mainstream media, that this emergency room would be overflowing with people. And as you can tell,
nobody,
there are no people
is
here.
There. There's nobody. No persona thero. There's nobody there. Nobody looking to get in. Okay? And it's not that it's closed. It's not that it's after hours. It's during the hours of operation. So get asked, why do they have to lie to get their point across? What makes them think that's going to make it any better? You know, Jim Acosta tried to do that today. Or has been trying to do it. Why they have to lie to think that way there people will believe what they have to. No, the problem is we don't believe you at all anymore once you do that. Real Joe, 855-732. You know, 5563. I so much appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, truly being part of the conversation, because that's what you want to be. You want to be part of the conversation. All right? You know, I mean, seriously. You want to make sure that you're getting informed, that you can be engaged, that you know what's going on. And don't spew that crazy stuff that you see online. It doesn't help us. It doesn't help your cause. It doesn't help my cause. Because if you're not telling the truth, you're right in line with them. If you're not checking the facts, you're no better than they are. Right? 855-ROAL-JOE, 855-732-55. I have sausage fingers. It doesn't matter what I type. It never goes where I want it to go. You know? Anyway, 855-ROAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, you know, in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just really, really being involved in this. No, seriously. Now, what's funny is, you know, I was thinking about something. Driving down the road, I wrote myself notes because I never remember when I get here. But, you know, Cuomo can't have it both ways. The other day he was talking about it was okay for New Yorkers to travel to Florida and other states and what have you. You know, if they needed to get away and needed to get down there, wherever they wanted to go, he was okay with. However, help me understand this because I'm not the smartest guy in the room. It's okay for them to travel to Rhode Island and Massachusetts and other places. However, they can't travel around their neighborhoods. Right? Just trying to understand. How does that make sense? Does that make sense to anybody? Anybody want to help me out with that? Because I just flat out don't get it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, again, on the air and in the chat room. When you get these stories that you send to me, you know, I've got to check them out before I can allow them to go on. And many of you are sending me stories about what's happening, you know, in L.A., San Francisco. Send me stuff to back it up. I don't mind playing, so send me stuff to back it up. Joe Mazzini, your host, this is The Real Side. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
I watched that beautiful ship floating in today into, weeks ahead of schedule, almost 4 weeks ahead of schedule into New York Harbor.
President Trump in the Rose Garden at the daily White House coronavirus briefing, talking about the USNS Comfort arriving in New York City. The vessel and the members of the military on board will be able to support local hospitals dealing with corona cases and be able to treat up to 1,000 patients with other ailments.
And I watched the Mercy floating in to Los Angeles almost a week ago. They are stocked. They are really ready to go. They're stocked with both talent and tremendous amounts of equipment. The Navy and everybody else involved, they got it ready so fast. It's just incredible what they can do. They've geared up. That's why, I mean, I am so impressed by the people involved. Mike and I were talking about it before.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root, and do I have a perfect book at the perfect time for you? Dr. Nancy Wolf is a conservative and capitalist professor emeritus in the psychology department at UCLA, where she spent 30 years. She studied and taught about the human mind. She knows exactly what we need to hear right now as chaos and crisis descend around us. Her book is Conscious Matrix. Nancy explains why the liberals, socialists, and globalists try to destroy us right now, will not and cannot succeed, because we as Americans are wired to win, to be the greatest nation and the greatest people ever in the history of mankind. Our biology, our history, our culture, all these things are pre-wired in our minds and souls. We're literally pre-wired to win. Nancy says we have more light in our hearts and minds when we are right with God. And she says together, God, President Trump, and conservative Americans will save the soul of America. We will win. We are literally predestined to win. This is the book you need to read now. Today, purchase Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com. Conscious Matrix at LibertyHillPublishing.com or available at Amazon and Barnes & Noble.
You can do what you want to us, but we're not going to sit here and listen to you badmouth the United States of America.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. I do appreciate so much the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, just being part of the conversation, seriously. You know? And I just find it amazing. All right, so let's just hit this, right? We got... I'm seeing all these names of people that are dying from the coronavirus, famous people, or should be considered famous people. There are, 3,000 in this country, or pretty close? Why don't we list all their names? What makes a comedian or a football player or whatever any more important than John the Janitor, who dies from the coronavirus? Well, I don't understand. Why do we give these entertainers so much credence? Why do we give them so much power? Remember, they lie for a living. They play somebody else. Do you know what I mean? I mean, am I off here? Because you can always 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. It ain't that hard. Let me know how you feel. Also, I love these experts that are praising the World Health Organization. I'm sorry, no. Got that one backwards. The World Health Organization continues to praise China because of its response to the coronavirus, which is, what does China have on these people? I mean, like, is China the new modern country version of the mafia? Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him on, because I know he's chomping at the bit to say something.
Chomping at the bit?
Yeah, you're too young to know that one.
Yes, I've grown up around horses. I know what that means.
Okay. Intern Nate is here with us, and we're gonna talk about what's going on in the real world. Not the, these young people have more going on in their lives than just the. Do you even know what the coronavirus is? I mean, seriously,
some fluey thing that got loose in China.
Yeah, there you go.
Oh dear, I'm gonna get arrested.
Then they blamed us for it, right?
Yeah, we frankly don't care.
So, again, young people, talking to young people, dealing with young people.
Probably.
Do they really understand the reality behind what this is? And
Well, I don't know, because I've been quarantined in my house for 2 weeks. I haven't been able to see anybody. But if we talk about it, we really don't know what's going on. We don't know what's going on before the stage or behind the stage.
Right.
We don't even know what's going on the stage. And we're just one of those audience members that are watching the movie but spend more time looking at the phone.
Well, your biggest challenge, or the challenge for you guys, is you're getting everything on your phone, so you don't know what to believe or not to believe, do you?
Yeah, so we're one of the more gullible generations because we have everything called social media, and it's throwing everything at us.
Yeah, but you have done these interviews in the past for the show.
Yes.
Where they're obviously getting their information from social media, so it's not like they really know. Would know what was going on anyhow, because they're not, I don't know if they're not paying attention, or they just firmly believe that whatever come across that phone is real.
So when they're sitting at home, not being able to do anything, when they're binge-watching YouTube, they get the ads coming up of what, oh my gosh, the coronavirus, and this is what we need to do to prevent it, and then it goes into social media where there's this little banner called, learn about the COVID-19, like, symptoms.
Right.
And they click on it, and I've clicked on it a couple times to just wet my whistle and see where it's going. It's like a red alert nuclear holocaust alarm that goes off. It's like, we're all going to die. The human race is going to get wiped out. It's just the apocalypse now. And I just kind of go,
you didn't know that?
Yeah, but then just to kind of tease my imagination even more, I went over to just searched up what the COVID-19 is on Google and without social media and just on Google, and it just calmly stated, older people and people with pre-existing health conditions are more susceptible to it, and people are likely, 80% of people are likely to recover from it in 2 weeks, and it was really calm, and it gave me everything, and I was like, I feel more reserved about this. I'm not going to lose my head. I went back to Snapchat, it's like, oh my gosh, we're going to die, and I was like, I can see where the panic is coming from.
Well, they're not paying attention. They're not really reading. They're just looking at headlines and running around or jumping around based on the headline.
Well, it's like sitting on a chair that's on fire. Sooner or later, you're going to jump off with your pants on fire, and that's what young people are doing right now.
Well, at least I'm warm, you know?
No.
No.
No. No. You're Italian. Don't do that.
So let's go down this road. Harvard University professor is telling other teachers, other professors, you know, he can trust, or we can trust students to take their tests at home without cheating. Now, before you fall over laughing,
I'm sorry.
So, you know, in California, they've wiped out the exit exam. You're going to get a pass or fail. You're not going to get, and I don't think anybody's really going to fail, but you're going to get a pass or fail. You won't have to really take the test, but in hanging out with the young people that you've hung out with, and don't use any names, do you really think these professors dealing with a full deck?
No, they're not. They probably got their deck reshuffled so many times they don't know where the ace is.
So the guys that you guys and gals, people, students, whatever that you know,
the community,
they would probably take advantage of this situation to make sure they ace the test, right?
It's called, what ended up happening is they have a computer set up with one test, and then they have their phone with the test answers gotten from another buddy online. It's like, I'm not going to point out who's doing this, but I've had several friends of mine show up to school early in the morning, like 30 minutes before the first bell rings.
What, soliciting the answers?
No, in their cars, and they're on their phones, and their buddies have texted them the answers the night before.
Wow.
And they go on the web, they go on the internet, and ironically, the answers are put up there too.
Wow!
It's a teacher's ed.
You got to give them credit for being resourceful.
Yeah, but the thing is, it's like just like that's like I have no problem with them doing that. I just have a problem when the teacher comes down on all of us when there's a select few that.
Wait a minute, you don't have a problem with them cheating, but you have a problem when the teacher comes down for you, come down on you for cheating?
It's like, hey, I don't
wow.
do it. I don't do it. I do the work, but it's just those select few that are too lazy to do their own work. They get me in trouble.
I would have a big problem with it. If one of my kids did it, I would have a major problem with it.
Thank goodness you're not my father.
So, little Greta Thunberg. She's slamming AOC. You know, I love when they eat their own. I mean, they're going after each
cannibalism. Other. Cannibalism. Ha! Wonderful things.
Yeah, well, it's great because they don't know what they want. They don't know what they stand for. You know, AOC told Rolling Stone in a recent interview that the Green New Deal would not do nearly enough to avert an impending climate crisis. And Thunberg, who lost her mind for a few minutes, said that she was wrong. She was dead wrong. And I love when these people go at it. But again, it's back to your generation. I won't say your people. I'll say your generation. Who are getting their information from people like little Greta Thunberg, who is an actress. Well, they're actually both actresses. That makes it even better.
Why people declare that we need to stop this nonsense and clean up social media. I'm kidding. They would not declare anything. Long story short, anything that's on a phone, Instagram or Snapchat or TikTok, they're all celebrities in one way or another. So guess what celebrities get?
They're called influencers. I don't know who they're influencing, but the light of mind? I don't know.
No. The dim-witted. I'm sorry. I have to put it that way. But I can see why. Sometimes I'm just bored out of my mind. I just sit on my phone and just look at the Instagram things and just see the motorcycle trends or dirt bike trends. Then I see those few people that are pushing like a outfit to go riding in. And I kind of see, I can see why a person with that type of background and that type of like influence can really start affecting the younger generation because we don't know what to do with it.
Well, they don't pay attention to facts and or reality.
Well, the funny thing is, we do pay attention to reality, but look at the older generations. I'm sorry I have to turn this away from us, but literally the older generation these days are just really a bunch of five-year-olds. We look down on the older generations. Like, we look up, and then we look down and say, gee,
so you look at us as a bunch of five-year-olds.
So where did the term okay boomer come from?
Didn't come from us, came from you guys.
Yeah, because we think you guys are a bunch of idiots sometimes because the way you're handling the country when it comes down to the ones in power.
Right, because AOC is one of us, huh?
More or less.
Okay.
We don't look at parties.
She can't be one of us. She can't be. She's your age. But matter of fact, she's like 30.
Okay, but the problem
is... She's not a boomer.
But the problem is...
She's a millennial.
The problem is, we just generalize. That's the other thing.
Yeah.
You know how we generalize everything.
That's a problem. You're exactly right.
Generalization. Wonderful.
Anyway, I'll let you do your homework. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Mazzini, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving.
Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports, too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
It's 106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation. Look, head up to the website. Do a couple things for me, will you? If you won't give me your email address, and there is a place to put your email address in. We send out an email a week and let you know who's going to be on the show, topics we're discussing, anything special that might be going on. We got some special stuff coming up. I'm going to have some information in the next day or two. For some of you, and many of you who listen to the show have your own businesses. I've gotten emails from you, you know, I've got some great businesses going on, about how to really get help. Look, many of us don't believe in this bailout that the government's giving, but that doesn't mean you should leave money on the table. Somebody's going to get it, and it's going to run out at some point. So you libs, I mean, you want to make sure that those libs don't get all the money. All those people that hated Trump, wanted nothing to do with Trump, there's money on the table they're going to take. The checks they're going to cash. Why don't we get those? Let's usins get those, and we'll spend them in the right way. We'll use the money to do the right thing. If you own a gun shop, You know what I'm saying? Really, seriously, just get, apply for it. The worst they can say is no, but they're going to be giving this money away like candy, you know, candy that's about ready to go bad. So let's grab it. Let's run with it. Seriously, anyway. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring on intern Nate again. See if we can try to make head or tail out of anything that young people are doing, because I never can.
No, and I'm not looking at the chat either.
And you're not, and you can't. Well, good. Good, you know. That's the other thing, too. I know some of those youngins. Because you draw them over.
I don't know how.
But here, watch me get you in a lot of trouble right now, right? There's one in there in particular, okay? Probably one of the most immature people I've seen, all right? I'm surprised he could even use a computer.
Get
into a chat room or something like
Let
that.
Let him have it.
Okay? No, well, the point of the matter is that they, you know, they want to be taken seriously. Apparently his parents don't pay attention to him or something. He needs all this attention.
Okay.
And
him,
well, no,
her.
No, I'm far from done. Let me tell you what, I could go on for a half an hour with this, okay?
Well, go on.
And my point, though, is that this is why a lot of people don't take young people seriously.
Yes.
When years ago, when we used to be on a different channel and we had a different outlet that we took calls in, we had a lot of young people call. And they were like, hey, I just said a swear word on the radio. They thought they were really smart and funny.
And that's where I want to hit my head against the wall. It's like,
does this young man, does he live in L.A. in one of those tents?
I don't know. Yeah. But long story short, I can see your point.
No, don't even try to defend him.
No, I'm not going to defend him.
Oh, good.
I'm just saying it's a shame.
Is he one of the ones that would cheat on that test at Harvard?
I'll let that be determined later in the year.
I'm just saying, and looking at the...
Well, you're a school board district member. You might call my school board and say, you know, we have some students.
No. That's not how it works.
No.
Usually somebody like that will hang themselves. They'll continue to do stupid stuff until somebody says, I've had enough of you.
They will, okay. Let's not take that out of context. But like,
well, everybody will. It doesn't really much matter.
Yeah, okay. But long story short, it is a shame that some kids out there do not have a brain or two brain cells to rub together to make logic. But we're not talking about logic here. We're just talking about, oh, let's
they
just
want
say,
15
let's,
seconds of fame.
Yeah, let's just say the stupidest thing on the radio and see if we can get a laugh out of people. Yeah. Well, it's funny, but most of the stuff they're saying is really morbid, number one, really immature, and number two, it makes you question, like, what?
Why? Yeah, not getting enough attention at home, I guess. Speaking of which, that story about the dad locking the son out of the house after he comes home from the spring break and the coronavirus.
Awesome.
I would too.
Awesome.
All right.
Yes.
I mean, seriously, I would have thrown a pup tent out in the driveway with a couple of heating sticks and whatever.
I wouldn't
whatever.
Even do that. I would just.
Oh
say,
no! I'd give him something.
No. I would just, if I were in your shoes, I would just say, hey, here's an application to the nearest homeless shelter. Go have fun.
That's not a bad idea either.
I know.
You know, well, it's this attitude. I get the invincible attitude. We all had it. We were, you know, 16, 17, 18, especially young men. They're nothing can stop them, and that is pretty true to a point, but the reality is that this is not the same as some of the stupid things I did as a teenager. And you're talking about a virus that not only takes down one person, it can take down your parents, your grandparents, or whoever right there in the house.
Okay, invincibility, it's funny, they're not looking at it as a liability. They are not saying my actions could possibly get my whole family killed or seriously degraded in health.
And it's all about them.
It's all about them having a good time. And like I said last time when we covered those stupid Florida kids, like, yeah, good times. You want to have a good time. I get it. But look at it. Would you want to have a good time 5 years down the road with no serious health implications? Or do you want to have a good time now and possibly get really sick and have these health implications that could ruin your future life?
End up with an oxygen tank around you, right? I mean, seriously.
Yeah.
Yeah, not too swift. And again, people don't realize what it does later on. You know, you'll hear, maybe not your dad, I won't speak on his behalf, but on mine, I always joke about these aches and pains I have, and when I really think about it, it's from my, not just football days, it's stupid things I did when I was a young kid thinking I'd be able to get away with them. And not realizing that later on in life, you know, that pain in my knee, the pain in my ankle, I know where they came from now.
Yeah, it's, you know? Just things catch up with you.
Because I was invincible.
The other hilarious thing is things catch up with people that they don't think they're going to catch up with. It's funny, like, the funny thing, like, in all reality, if we had more a more mature age base of kids these days, we would not have to have people go into social, like, watch what you post, be careful what you post, be careful what you say on the internet.
Yeah.
And it's funny, but, like, with my generation, I see that being a very serious curb to your career later down the line. You make one stupid post that says the N-word on a social media platform, you can get fired from your career later down the road.
Well, listen, I'll go one step further with you. I never, ever, ever thought or imagined that I would have to tell a young person not to chew on a Tide Pod. Right? I mean, seriously, think about the stupid things that they do, you know. We did a whole show around there with snorting condoms. Like, that was something cool to do. I mean, smoking bath oil beads. So one of my lefty friends who listens to the show from time to time sent me this. And I hope you're listening now, because this really shows the level of ignorance that you have when you actually had the guts to send this to me. Okay? In 1776, right? James Monroe, 18 years old. Think about what his influence was on this country and the Constitution, right? And Nathan Hale, Aaron Burr, Alexander Hamilton, all these were 20 and or 21 years old. I can't imagine any 21-year-old having their... They all owned weapons. They all had jobs. They all lived on their own. They all were financially independent. We're talking 20 years old here, okay? So when you say to me today that, you know, our founding fathers were pretty young, yes, they had common sense. They had parents that brought them up right. They had parents that brought them up were responsible. Yes, I'm telling you, if your son is 20 years old and living in your basin and sucking on Tide Pods and living off the government, yes, you've done something wrong. He's no Alexander Hamilton. Sorry.
Yeah, but he's not also, yeah, hopefully he does not become the next big Beyonce. Because I think the Tide Pod somehow made it through the digestive system of some celebrities, and they are still alive by a miracle.
I don't know about that, but really, seriously, when you look at the stuff, you're all so, I don't know what it is about young people, all so looking for that moment of fame that you're almost willing to do anything it takes to make that happen. Look at these young guys that are climbing up these buildings that aren't even done yet, okay, that are 100 stories in the air.
It's called they don't have anything better to do. Like,
yeah.
Okay, and especially with this whole virus thing, when we're all quarantining our houses, it's like things are going to happen.
Oh, they must be going on their minds.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You should see the messages I get. Boy. But, like, long story short, I sometimes feel like if I do my own little thing and I don't really care about anybody else, I just feel like a hamster in this little ball rolling around life and watching everything, like, completely destroy. Like, I watch, like, all these other things outside my little ball just fall into complete chaos because they don't have a... Like, thank goodness for me, I had a very disciplined father who disciplined me on the regular when I screwed up. And he told me, hey, if you screw up, this is what you get. And it's usually the rod. I'm thankful for him for doing that, but
you know what? Doesn't matter what it is. It's parents today don't want to discipline their kids in any way because they don't want them to hate them. Listen, I'm okay. Hate me. You know what I'm saying? I mean, okay. Seriously, it's we're supposed to do it. Listen, before we run out of time,
yeah.
Some of you have already like texted me and emailed me about the story I started to tell about my son earlier tonight. The one that I ran over, not once, but twice.
Child abuse.
At 18. So I will tell that story tomorrow night, I promise you. I will tell the story tomorrow night, and that way there you can understand. But I'm going to tell you, if you're not a godly guy, this may not excite you. If this wasn't a God thing, and if no God exists, then I'm going to worship the God of coincidence or something like that.
Luck.
But
lady
it didn't
luck.
Happen. Even the doctor was scratching his head, trying to tell me that all I did was maybe bump this kid with my bumper. Yeah.
Okay, I'm not kidding. Okay, don't take me driving, please.
I would know. Just stand in my driveway, you'd be okay.
Thanks.
All right. Joe Mazzini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Write it down. Seriously, not a problem. I am Joe Mazzini. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.